People with diabetes need regular checkups. They have to monitor blood sugar.
They need a doctor to help fine-tune the amounts of insulin they take. More precisely, it would be nice to have a doctor to help with that. Sarah Jane Tribble reports on what people do when they don't have a doctor.
Here's a little-known fact. Insulin can be bought without a prescription. Carmen Smith did it for 6 years.
It's not like we go like in a trench coat and a top hat saying we need the insulin. The clerks usually don't know it's a big secret. They'll just go, do we sell over-the-counter insulin? And the pharmacist will go, mm-hmm.
Smith has type 2 diabetes, and she stumbled upon insulin's availability while shopping at Walmart. She was uninsured at the time, so she asked a pharmacist if she could buy it without a prescription. She used a dosage amount given by a doctor years before. It was a way to survive, she says, but it was horrible when she didn't get the dosage or timing right.
It's a quick high, and then it's a down. You feel icky. You feel lifeless. You feel pain. The cramps are so intense till you can't walk or you can't sit or you can't stand.
Smith's guesswork put her in the emergency room a handful of times over the years, but the insulin may have also saved her life. There are two types of insulins available over-the-counter. They are older, created in the early 1980s, and the prices range from more than $200 to as little as $25 a vial. Dr. Jorge Caez is an endocrinologist at MetroHealth, the hospital Smith ended up in. He is alarmed at the thought of someone self-medicating with insulin.
It's a very serious situation if they are selling over-the-counter without any control, with a prescription specifically.
According to consulting firm IMS Health, about 15% of people who buy insulin don't have a prescription. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration declined to talk on tape, but stated in an email that over-the-counter insulin, called human insulin, has been available without a prescription for decades. And it's based on a less concentrated, older formulation that, quote, did not require a licensed medical practitioner's supervision for safe use. The FDA also wrote that the availability of insulin without a prescription allows patients with diabetes to obtain it without delays. It is intended to increase patient safety. But there are those with doubts. David Cliff has type 1 diabetes.
This is not something that should be done without the help of a professional.
Cliff writes the popular Diabetic Investors blog and has followed the diabetes business for years.
The FDA is basically sticking their heads in the sand. They look at insulin as a drug and say there's this enormous body of evidence that shows that the drug is safe. But, you know, there's that little asterisk at the end there. And then what the little asterisk basically says, that's assuming the patient is trained on it.
One state does require prescriptions for all insulin.
I didn't realize that insulin was over-the-counter in Indiana until two of my patients who were under good control suddenly had increased glucoses.
Dr. Kevin Burke led the effort to require prescriptions in Indiana. He's health officer for Clark County. His two patients had one thing in common.
They both admitted that they had decided to switch to an over-the-counter insulin, which was different from what I had prescribed.
He says taking the wrong dosages slowly destroys your body. Poorly managed diabetes can cause high blood pressure, kidney disease, nerve damage, loss of eyesight, and stroke. Dr. Todd Hobbs is chief medical officer of Novo Nordisk in North America, which makes Novalin, one of the two drugs sold over-the-counter. It partners with Walmart to sell it under the brand name Relyon. Hobbs says the insulin is for people who don't have insurance or who have to pay a lot for their prescriptions.
We are seeing as copays go up and up and up, some people are actually choosing to go back to human insulin for just cost reasons, but we hope to try to help them to not have to do that.
Because, Hobbs says, older insulins are more difficult for patients to manage.
We clearly think the newer versions are more close to what the body would do on its own, and then also, we believe, better and safer, less hypoglycemia, for instance.
Carmen Smith, who used to buy her insulin over-the-counter, says the insulin is not the problem.
It's getting the insulin that is the problem. It is getting the right medical treatment is the problem. Once I got connected with my physician, life as a diabetic became a lot less complicated for me.
Smith now has Medicaid, has a doctor, and a prescription for a newer insulin. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Jane Tribble in Cleveland.
This story is part of a reporting partnership with NPR News, WCPN, and Kaiser Health News.